No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Many of you have now heard the term stepped-up basis and it possibly being eliminated, which is very concerning. I encourage you to schedule your free 15-minute consultation with attorney Harlan Mitchell to find out what you can do to protect yourself and your family. Schedule your appointment with attorney Harlan Mitchell by calling 256-216-9884 or by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Do it today.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
He's got a cold, nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, x-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome, or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive and South Parkway.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
You know, my mother used to say, a long time ago, whenever there would be any real catastrophe that was in the movies or on the air, she would say, always look for the helpers. There will always be helpers, just on the sidelines. That's why I think that if news programs could make a conscious effort of showing anybody who is coming into a place where there's a tragedy, to be sure that they include that. Because if you look for the helpers, you'll know that there's hope.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something good today.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you all can join us today. Right now, I have my friend from over in Georgia, Whitfield County, Jeff Dyack, and many of you remember Jeff because David Hedrick, who was a deputy over there in the same county, needed a kidney, and Jeff donated a kidney to David during that time period, and we followed that journey. Jeff is on the line with me right now because we're talking about his daughter, Chloe. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Jeff.
Thank you for having me.
Glad to have you, buddy. And I asked you before we started, how are you feeling? I'm sure people are wondering how Jeff Dyack is doing after donating a kidney to David.
Oh, I'm doing great. You know, like I said, gained a few extra pounds or so, but it's well worth it. I've had no issues since the donation, and I'm very happy to do it.
It was something we appreciated being able to follow and seeing how David was able to get the kidney that he so desperately needed. And you were there, a coworker, able to do that for him. And now here we are, a 9-year-old daughter, Chloe, who is battling a tumor in her stomach and esophagus that was caused by sarcoma. And we talked about this, I guess it's been about a month and a half ago, and we were looking for maybe things to get more organized so that we could share with listeners how they can help and share the story about Chloe. So, Jeff, if you would, just share about Chloe and how you found out that she had these tumors.
Probably about late 2019, probably November, December. She was just complaining about her chest was hurting. Something we didn't realize up until early 2020 is she would eat her meals and stuff like that, but she would just get up and go to the bathroom, and we didn't know at the time, but she was actually getting sick and throwing up. And once we discovered that, we decided to take her to the doctor and see what the issue was. And at first, you know, we thought it was some type of acid reflux issue and everything. And, you know, she had got put on acid reflux medicine. And once that, you know, we kept following up with the doctor. And once that, you know, we realized that still wasn't working, they finally did a test on her, a couple tests. She did an acid reflux test, and then she did a test where she was in front of an X-ray machine to watch the flow of like food and liquids that she swallowed. And they had her swallow just a generic pill with nothing in it, and they saw it got hung up in her esophagus. So initially they just said, you know, she had just a curvature in her esophagus. And we had a scopal procedure done. And once the doctor had gotten in there and went down in her esophagus towards her stomach, realized that there was a large mass inside of her stomach wall, and he actually could not get into her stomach with the adult size tube, so he had to use an infant tube on her. Once he was finally able to get in her stomach, found like a polyp in there, which is, you know, normal for a lot of people, they took that out and sent that to the lab for a test, but immediately following that, had her do a CT scan. And once we got the results back for the CT scan, we found the two masses in her stomach and her esophagus, as well as lymph nodes in her spleen that were enlarged or growing. So they pretty much called us up to TC Thompson in Chattanooga right away. Initially just told us, you know, that she had a type of cancer off the bat, but we still had to wait, do a couple more tests to figure out what it actually was at first, but it was a big shock to us. So typically what they told us is with her diagnosis, which is an inflammatory myofibroblastic tumor, they do not have a lot of research on that. Usually they told us, they said that usually if anybody is diagnosed with that, they usually just go in and remove it. But with Chloe's case, it had already massed inside of her stomach wall and had doubled the size of her stomach, and it's pretty much took over the whole size of her stomach. You know, they told us, you know, if they were just to go in and remove it, that she would lose her entire stomach and part of her esophagus. So that's when we started doing all the tests to see if there was any type of targeted chemotherapy that we could do. I know as far as Boston's Children's Hospital, St. Jude's, and Harvard Medical all got involved on her case. And it was eventually St. Jude's had the final test done and found a positive match on her protein test to try this infestinib drug on her. As far as what the doctor told us, usually this drug is usually only treated for lung and brain tumors. So, but since she had a positive protein match in her genetic testing, they wanted to try it on her stomach to see, you know, how we could see if we could shrink it at all and see if it would work. Pretty much this is, you know, she's just in a trial phase of it right now just to see if it's actually going to work or not.
Of course, people can follow Chloe Strong, Chloe Dyack. Just a few days ago, you were able to cross the state line from Tennessee into Missouri and enjoy St. Louis with your daughter.
Yes. Yeah, so probably for the past month and a half, we have been in Memphis. We've been very blessed, and they put us in the Ronald McDonald House while she's been being treated. Since this is more or less experimental for her, the hospital put us up in the Ronald McDonald House so that way we could just be really close by in case she had any kind of symptoms or reactions to the medicine. But during that time, you know, I've just tried to do my best to try to get her outside, and, you know, let her still experience, have some good life experiences and stuff. And that one of those trips was to St. Louis and to the Arch and stuff like that. And it actually snowed that the night before, so it was, she really enjoyed that trip.
Well, I know it's exciting for you and the family, for Chloe to get back home and you guys to get on a routine as you focus on this new chemo that's targeting the tumors.
I know right now she's not really having any issues as far as the targeted chemotherapy goes. She did have some issues with her iron levels in the beginning. That was due to the fact that she was on a liquid diet for a long time, because the tumor had grown so big it was closing the opening to her stomach, from her esophagus to her stomach. So they were worried that eating whole foods and stuff would get stuck and cause an issue for her. So caused her iron levels to drop. But since then, she had to do two different types of iron pills to find the right one that would actually work for her, to where she wouldn't have any side effects or whatever. But her iron levels are climbing back up to where they need to be, and she seems to be doing okay on everything right now.
Well, Jeff, if it's okay with you, what I want to do is take a quick break, and then when we come back, I want to talk about the support that your family has received from friends, family, neighbors, the community as a whole, to help Chloe. I know that there have been some fundraisers that have been organized, and I want to get into that as well. Is that okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, folks, right now we're talking to Jeff Dyack and his daughter Chloe. She is battling these tumors right now, and she's being treated through St. Jude. She's about to get to go home for treatment, and we're looking forward to that, and her having the opportunity maybe to go back to school and enjoy things that she should be enjoying as a young person. I hope you'll stick with us as we talk about how you can help this effort. You're listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today. The best way to buy, sell, and experience land is with Jonathan Berryhill. For your farm, ranch, recreational, hunting, timber, and acreage needs, contact National Land Realty Professional Jonathan Berryhill at 256-874-7354. Or email at jberryhill@nationalland.com. Be sure to follow Jonathan Berryhill with National Land Realty on Facebook. This is your land. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love, and do it today.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
He's got a cold. Nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, x-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome, or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive in South Parkway.
Hey everybody, this is Paul Overstreet, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Stay tuned, because Mark is doing some things on his show that's helping his community and uplifting people, so you stay with him.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early, so he can get away. Blue-eyed kid on second base wants dad to watch him play. Daddy knows he's waiting.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. Right now I have on the line with me Jeff Dyack. Many of you know Jeff through him donating a kidney to David Hedrick. We followed that journey. Two deputies over there in Georgia. Jeff decided that he would do that for David. And the way things work out in life, a lot of times we'll have something happen to us, and then later on we can return the favor. And this is an opportunity for people to give back and to help Jeff and his family right now. I know that the community has rallied around his daughter, Chloe, as she's been battling these tumors and being treated. Jeff, I want you to talk about the support that you've received from family, friends, neighbors, and your community throughout this process of Chloe battling these tumors.
Yes, it's been completely amazing. You know, with everything from between me and David and our kidney journey and everything, and then following into this with Chloe, our county has amazingly rallied together and shown great support for her, and especially my work with the sheriff's office. They've been really, really helpful with us and helping me being able to, you know, be off of work and spend that time with her while she undergoed this this first cycle and this treatment and everything. And it's just really good to see how everybody's come together to support her like this. It's a blessing.
The fact is, we just never know, do we, Jeff? Things happen in life, and we're not necessarily expecting these things to come up, but when they do, it is nice to know that we have people around us who will support us when we're going through those difficult times.
Yes, sir. I mean, it was a complete shock. You know, when she had that scopal procedure, you know, we just, you know, initially thought, you know, her mom was upset and knew that she was going to have some type of stomach surgery initially just to remove it. Chloe, she was really scared. And, you know, I was just trying to comfort her and tell her that, you know, after this surgery, you know, to be able to eat good and stuff. But once we found out what she actually had, you know, it was just, it was nerve-wracking. It's been a difficult process throughout this time, but I just try to make sure everybody just stays positive throughout the whole time as we go through this.
It is good to see that Chloe's been able to eat better and gain some weight and eat more solid types of food. That's really good.
Yes, yes. I know some of the side effects from the medicine, they did say that, you know, she could possibly gain a little weight, but just throughout this past month, spending time with her, I have noticed that she has been eating a lot more whole foods and stuff. And we try to not limit her to what she gets, but just let her try to eat what she wants. But we just try to make sure that she chews it up really good and stuff, because, you know, we're still nervous and scared that, you know, something could get stuck in that opening of her stomach, because the doctor said if it did, then, you know, they'd have to go surgically remove any type of food that was blocking getting into her stomach. So, but just knowing that she's been eating more and everything like that, it just makes us really positive, the whole situation as it goes on.
I know that there's a t-shirt effort that has been going on. How about other fundraising efforts that have been taking place for Chloe and your family?
Besides the, t-shirt funds, I think we've just been kind of just limiting it to that right now. St. Jude's has been really, grateful and helpful to us. You know, they put us in the Ronald McDonald House and everything. So, and both of mine and her mother's jobs have worked with us during this time. So the T-shirt fund is really all we have going on right now. Just trying to just wait and see, you know, how this medicine reacts to her and stuff. I think within the next month or whatever, she's supposed to have a scan, scans done to see if it's actually working. But you know, we're just trying to be positive right now. Hopefully that it'll shrink. So that way she won't have to have like a full recession of her stomach.
Absolutely. For those just tuning in, Chloe's 9 years old, Chloe Dyack. She's 9 years old and she was diagnosed with an IMT tumor in her stomach and esophagus. It was caused by sarcoma, and the family, Chloe is currently undergoing a clinical trial through St. Jude, and she's taking an oral targeted chemo. And right now, I would encourage people to go to Chloe Strong in one thought, Chloe Strong, CHLOESTRONG- Chloe Dyack, DIAK. Jeff, I want to help however I can, and I'll stay posted through the Chloe Strong, Chloe Dyack page and stay in touch with your family as you move forward. People can use the hashtag Chloe Strong. And we just wish the best for Chloe. She'll be in our prayers, your family. And I hope that when she gets back home and gets into that routine, that things can be as normal as possible as she goes through treatment.
Yeah, she's throughout the past month, we've had family come up and visit as well with her other siblings and stuff. And it's been pretty difficult, you know, just to see everybody for a few days and then having to, you know, cut ties and not be in that normal routine that we're usually in. And she's very excited to get back into school and be back at home and have her normal routine back. So we're just, you know, hoping and praying that this is all going to work out for the best.
We'll hope that too, Jeff. And just know that the Mark White Show's here. Anything you need, my friend, we'll try to help. And I appreciate you joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Yes, sir. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Absolutely. Folks, Jeff Dyack, we've been talking about his daughter, Chloe. She's 9 years old. I hope that you will go and find Chloe Strong hyphen Chloe Dyack, D-I-A-K. Join the page, join the effort, and be a part of this journey for this 9-year old. Let her know that we care and we're here to support her however we can. You know, if there's a way to send a message and just say, hey, Chloe, I'm thinking about you today. I'm praying for you. I know that that would be encouraging to her as well. We're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. I hope that you will share this show with your friends, your family, and your neighbors. I appreciate each and every one of you for listening to The Mark White Show today. You can follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can also subscribe to the podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, and on YouTube. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
And gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's Corner, she's living life sunny side up. Nothing
seems to fit. You are my sunshine, my only. This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Hey everyone, I just wanted to pass along this really important message because it's important to me and everybody around me. Did you know that 22.6 million Americans have battled COVID-19? Now, a huge surge in COVID cases has risen up in the US, but if you have recovered from COVID-19, you may have powerful antibodies in your blood plasma. Like, what? That's absolutely insane. One COVID plasma donation could help save 4 COVID patients. So if you want to be a hero, which I know you do, just go to a donation bank for blood or give some of your plasma if you have recovered from COVID. Anything helps. Love you.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.